Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, we are always, always on the lookout for value wines and value producers. And you tell me that you may have found a nice gold nugget.
Holy mackerel, a real motherload.
Oh, wow.
Good values.
We're beyond nuggets.
And I tasted these before I heard the price, and when I heard the price, I about fell out of my chair because you get a lot of wine for this price. This is Hayes Valley, and it's a line of wines, line priced at $15 a bottle.
Line priced.
So, you know, my expectations wouldn't be real high. Oh, boy. Hayes Valley Zinfandel, Central Coast, 2019. This is a very user-friendly Zin, perfect for just quiet, everyday drinking. Let's start with the aroma. Sweet raspberries, bramble, and toffee. That's a nice combo. And on the palate, the wine is rich, ready to drink, and quite tangy. It's full body, but not all that heavy at all. The flavors include raspberry jam, intense kind of spicy ginger.
Okay.
And candy apple. Kind of interesting. Very mild tannins, a nice long fruity finish, makes it a very, very enjoyable wine. The Hayes Valley Zinfandel, wow. Really good. And I love Zin.
I know.
Hayes Valley Meritage Red Wine, Central Coast, 2020, same price. This is made with the Bordeaux 5, but it's just so California. The aroma is, in many respects, classic. Black cassis, cedar, pencil lead, plus a lot of rich black cherry and blackberry. That's classic. But on the palate, it's just so juicy, very, very big, and totally ready to drink. The flavors emphasize juicy dark fruit, oaky notes, and tart red cherry. And the tannins are very mild, which aids the drinkability of the wine. So there's tons of flavor at a great price. $15 for this. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, really.
That's pretty good. Now let's talk about their Cabernet Sauvignon from the Central Coast also. 2020. This is a deeply purple cab with, it's such a bargain. The aroma has notes of cedar, cassis, and dark cherry, very classic. And the wine is quite varietally correct. It tastes like Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
A lot of cheap cabs do not. Yeah. It's got sweet, dark fruit, dry tannins, tobacco notes, and just a hint of mint on it. There's a lot of complexity here.
Yep.
And
it sounds great.
And yet it's a strictly informal wine. It's nice to have some of this at home for everyday drinking. So this is going to be my wine of the week. To get Cabernet Sauvignon this good at this quality really is something. Now, this is not going to remind you of an $80 Robert Mondavi or anything like that.
Right.
But just if you know what cab tastes like, you'll recognize it very well in this Hayes Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. What we're going to do, Hugh, is put all of these on the website so people can look them up. You go to WYPR.org, find the Seller Notes page, and we have listings of all the things we've been talking about over the last few weeks, if not the last few months.
Usually the last couple of months. They go way back.
So you can make a list out of those and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.